Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Texas Dews, Cody Robinson, and Conti, coming up on TMS. As gay as the day is long.
Helen Keller is blind. We can't see her.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake.
She'd be from a thing.
Salt Lick City.
Guys kicking balls. It's family friendly.
Dunaway knows some cows.
Show me Hello Kitty's birth certificate.
Open eyes, open hearts, open lose.
Doll-based horror.
Then you can eat jelly!
Better than eating a baby.
Shit for free ain't the issue.
Konami code for luck.
Fingering nerdy pies with Steven and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
All over America, a quiet revolution has been taking place. More and more, both parents are working and raising families. Life seems to be moving faster than ever. And Americans have rediscovered, are redefining what's really important in their lives. They want quality.
The Morning Stream. We're not toys. We're action figures.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It's the Morning Stream for Monday, October 23rd, 2023. We got a 23-23!
Yeah, I was wondering. I saw that this morning. I thought, oh boy, I wonder if Scott's going to notice that. And he noticed it.
Yeah. You know, these patterns in life, you just, yes. You can't help it. You just see it and you go, there it is right there.
Human nature.
That's right. It's me and it's Brian and it's a show. We're doing TMS, everybody. We welcome you with open arms, open legs. Nope, take that one back. Open hands.
Open hearts.
Open hearts. There you go. Open hearts.
Open eyes, open arms, and open hearts.
Yep.
Can't lose.
Nicely done. All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a nice weekend. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. Everybody in my house is sick except for me.
Wow.
So, yeah, that Carter's voice loss we heard while she was in Korea still.
Yeah.
We all thought, oh, that's from the karaoke.
Yeah, no,
she's got like the worst chest cold thing. It's just terrible.
So she's back home is what you're saying.
Yeah, she's back home. No COVID, but clearly just a cough keeping her up all night. Awful chest thing. She still can't talk. Yeah. So that sucks. And then Kim, just prior to Carter getting sick, was just like, my throat's a little weird. Oh, it's a little itchy. Oh, I don't know. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. She's a coughing nightmare mess now as well.
Oh, no.
Totally okay. Separate viruses from different continents. You know, Carter came home sick. Now Kim was already sick. And somehow I'm here fine. So I'm terrified, Brian. I'm going to get
it. Yeah, it's really just a matter of time. I mean, I know you take pride in being the healthy one in the house, but really, I think it's just a matter of time, Scott.
I know, I'm afraid you're right, and I'm terrified, and I don't want it.
It's the thing you got to be careful of when you I'm the one, I'm healthy. Woo, I'm not sick. Do, do, do. And then all of a sudden you're, okay, no show Wednesday.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to brag. I am going to, where's some wood? Here's some wood. That's actual wood I knocked on.
Is that excellent?
Yeah, I need what else do you do for luck these days?
Lucky rabbit's foot. Do you have a rabbit's foot?
I don't, but I can do the Konami code.
Rub your lucky Xbox controller.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
I did the Konami code. That's safe for another day, so we're good there. Nice. But you can only one time use that, so we're screwed.
Anyway. Are they? They're wearing masks. Just out of curiosity.
They are.
They are. Okay.
When we're close,
helps you a lot.
Yeah, close proximity, that sort of thing. They're very nice that way. Although Kim was well into it without us knowing what that she, I thought it was allergies because we're getting fall allergy time and all that.
Sure.
And so I thought, well, all these leaves we're grinding up with the mower, maybe that's getting to you. And then it just got worse and worse. And I went, oh, you're probably sick. So yesterday we were hanging out with the babies. And so they, of course, masked up and, you know, hung around the kids and stuff and everything was fine. They feel otherwise, like other than this cough keeping them up and a little run down, they're not like ill, like awful. But you know how coughing is for a podcast career.
Oh, God. Yeah. You've got a cough button, but that's a lot of pressing that button if you've got a really, really irritating cough.
Yeah. This left hand isn't going to heal itself. How am I supposed to? I don't know what that even means. I don't know what that means either.
Is it exhausted? Yeah. After the show Thursday, because I had my COVID flu shot Wednesday night, the Pfizer, which last time did nothing to me. Mm. After that, after the show Thursday, I basically said, you know what? I'm just going to go just hang out on the couch for a little bit. And the fever started rising.
Shit.
I was starting to get more and more tired. I was like, okay, yeah. So much for my switching permanently to Pfizer and avoiding the booster crud. Lasted about 8 hours. I watched Megan. I watched Child's Play. I watched a couple episodes of Moonlight and caught up on.
No way, dude. You watched those two horror movies, two doll-based horror movies. While in a fever state. That's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. And here's the funny part. Started watching Megan and didn't even think about the fact that, I guess this is kind of like Child's Play. This is kind of like, a similar situation.
Sure.
But until I was about halfway through, I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'll just have to keep in my head which things I talk about on Film Sack for Child's Play and which things I don't talk about that were Megan.
I've done that where you watch something right after or before. It's kind of dangerous because then you're like.
It is. It totally is.
It's like, I thought Danny Glover was in Star Wars. What's going on here?
That's exactly. Yes. If you watch something completely different, no problem.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about Megan real quick. So the big difference between Child's Play and Megan is that Megan's very good and Child's Play is poop, right? Like, that's my main takeaway.
And I would say Megan's good. I wouldn't call it very good. I'd say it's good. It's good.
It's a good time, right? It's a better this object is sort of possessed sort of takes, I thought.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Than most.
Man, the girl who plays Megan with the thing on her face and all that, just, I mean, it looks really, her movements are really good and very believable, especially like the twitchy, like,
and that dance she does in that hallway,
Ooh. I'm waiting to see. I mean, we're, you know, a week away from Halloween here. How many Megans are going to come trick or treating at the door?
I don't know. I wonder about that. Is that this? So that was a last year movie, but that's enough time for people to like get stoked and do this, right?
I don't think I think this would be peak Megan time. Or is it? I hear the two big costumes this year are going to be Barbie and Spider-Man.
Oh wow.
So those are going to be the we're going to see a lot of Barbies and a lot of Spider-Men.
That makes sense, right? You want to have sorry, my wife's creeping around. Are you still back here? Oh no, she left. Sorry.
Creeping.
Weirded me out. I don't know what she's gonna touch me funny. Okay, we'll see you. Love you. I bet you see a lot of Barbies and stuff.
I bet Barbies are gonna be big.
Yeah. Do you think
kind of surprised, you know, we've had mashup costumes being popular before. Could we get a mashup Barbie and Megan since they're both dolls, living dolls,
that's
who
true.
Realize that they're dolls about halfway through the film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. I feel like you're safe with that one for some reason. Don't know why.
Although I guess Megan knows she's a doll from jump. She knows she's a.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But the AI is not totally self-aware yet, right? When she's
right,
born.
Exactly.
Now I don't remember. I just really like what's her name, Williams.
Allison Williams.
Allison Williams. I like her in everything.
She's really good, yeah.
Yeah, she's the only person I found tolerable in the girls, the few episodes of the girls I watched. She was, like, great. Everybody else drove me nuts, including, I like
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver a lot, like a whole lot in his movie career and television since. Like, I find him very compelling, super interesting dude. But I cannot watch him on girls. That character drove me up a tree.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And I didn't want to come down from said tree. I wanted to stay in the tree and never leave the tree ever again. That's how that went.
Yeah.
All right. I got something everybody needs to hear. Let's talk about, you know, sometimes somebody will do an impression of somebody and you're like, wow, it's almost like that person's standing here.
Sure. It's like Jimmy Fox and his Trump impersonation. Yeah. That was a revelation.
Unbelievable how good that was. So I found one that made me think that this is maybe the crown. Don't worry, chat room. It is not a political figure at all. This is.
I can hear everybody hovering over there. Listen, don't want to hover over your. Don't hover over your mute button.
That's right.
I'm not going to do it.
No, you want. I mean, it's enough for who is it?
Brainbow. I'll tell you right now. Yeah. My Trump is getting. It's really getting tainted by the David Addison from all the moonlighting I'm watching. The Bruce Willis, because there's so many overlapping parts. Between the two, it's like, hey, Maddie, what are you doing? What do you mean we're not going to take this case? And there's a lot of that in my Trump. So it's like I start in the Trump.
Yep. And you end up in the...
A lot of people like the case. And then and then I'll do one of these and I'll say, all right, a lot of people. And then I'll start, we're not going to take this case, Maddie. Nope, not going to take it. Come to LA, have a few laughs.
That's right. So take that, Rainbow Bright. Are you here even anymore after that?
Oh, she's here. She's
she didn't bail. Oh, she says she's not interested. She cannot do. I got so many emails already about how people are not prepared to watch The Exorcist again.
Really?
That movie must really have like a hold on people because, man, I've heard I probably 13 to 20 emails going, oh, I'm excited for you guys to cover, but I can't do it again. I can't watch it. Not because it's bad. They're just like, I can't.
Yeah,
revisit that.
It scared
a lot
of people when it first came out, me included. But I've watched it since. I've watched it between the last time it freaked me out to and I watched it a few years ago, and we're like, oh, all right, this isn't that bad.
Just a 70s horror movie with a couple of hardcore points of interest.
Because the one we saw a couple of years ago had the added. Like the spider walk and a couple other things that were like, oh, wow, that's amazing. That's like a really cool addition.
Yeah.
Don't know why they took it out in the first place. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to watching it again with a critical eye for FilmSack and seeing what it does, you know, how it does this many years later. 50 years since it was originally released, we figured out.
Yeah, we were like 3 or 4 when this movie comes out. And... I saw it probably when I was 12 and I was completely destroyed by it. Mm-hmm. Like I was freaked the hell out and I couldn't watch it again. So this will be my second viewing ever.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So you haven't seen it since you were 12. That's awesome.
No.
Oh, I love this. So you haven't even seen the Spiderwalk stuff since that was added later.
No, I haven't seen that. I've heard about it, you know, seen screenshots and stuff, but I haven't seen it. And the only, one of these, and I don't even think it's a sequel, or it's not even in the world, but it's that The Exorcism of Emily Rose movie that came out years ago.
Yeah.
Love that movie. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, what's her name, from Dexter. Carpenter. It's like one of the first things she ever did. She's really good.
Oh, really?
I think she's the main. She's Emily Rose, I think. But anyway, that was like not connected to it at all. And that movie freaked me out, but in a different way. It was more like a fun horror movie way. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything fun about the original Exorcist, but again, I was like 11 or 12. I don't know what I'm doing. What do I know? It's VHS and like 3 of my friends and it's a nightmare, horrible thing. No one can sleep. Like, why would I want to redo that to myself? But here we are this weekend, Film Sack, cracking that bug open.
Yeah. I think you're going to find what Tim and I found. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. This is 90%. Special effects maybe don't hold up or the scares or the what's supposed to be shocking in the film that was shocking in 1973 isn't shocking in, you know, 50 years later.
Right.
But then there are going to be a couple moments of like, oh, wow, that's still a really disturbing special effect.
Yeah. Cause there's, I mean, that practicality stuff, you know, practical effects stuff in that movie. Mm-hmm. If my memory serves is still probably pretty effective.
Yeah.
But, I'm just going to try to remember that this is, for me anyway, in my life when I've seen something that freaked me out and then I check it years later, it's a freeing moment. It's like, oh, you're an adult now and this is no big deal and you know it's all fake and you don't have to think about it. That there's something really cathartic about doing that. So I'm excited to have the catharsis of seeing the thing, acknowledging its place in horror filmdom, and quit pretending like it's real. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yes, exactly. Cool. Looking forward to
it. That'll be fun. All right. So anyway, back to this thing.
Simon Pegg. Yes.
Simon Pegg did a TikTok, just him. And he's out there on video just talking. It was in response to Michael Caine retiring. And I thought, oh, this would be a nice tribute or something. You know, Simon Pegg probably really admires his work or whatever. Instead, what I got is the most dead-on impression of Michael Caine I've heard in my entire life.
It. Okay.
So I'm going to play it for people. It's like 40 seconds or something. Enjoy.
I've just heard that Michael Caine is retiring from acting at the age of 90. What a pity. An amazing actor and a fantastic man. In honor of his retirement, I would like to list 10 of my favorite Michael Caine performances. And I've written them down on a post-it note so I don't forget them. Alfie, Get Carter, The Italian Job, Zulu, The Icarus File, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Educating Rita, Sleuth, Dressed to Kill, and my favorite of them all, The Man Who Would Be King. And a special mention to The Muppet Christmas Carol, because he played a great Scrooge. Congratulations, Michael, on 56 years of not blinking.
He's so good.
Okay, here's what's great about that impersonation. It's excellent, and you can still hear Simon Pegg. Like, you know it's Simon Pegg doing it because you hear little bits of Peggisms in there, but that is fantastic.
Really good, right?
Did he mention, I was listening to his list and I completely forgot to, did he mention Death Trap in that list?
No, Death Trap did not get mentioned where him and Christopher Reeves kissed on screen.
Make out, yes, on screen.
That was a thing. Now, so there's another movie that I needed to see later in life so that I could not be so freaked out about Superman kissing this British person, because that's Superman all I thought of at the time. And we didn't even have his Alfred yet, but it was
no, he didn't have his Alfred. Yeah, exactly.
It was like this. I remember as a kid going, this is too. And then it was like kind of, you know, it was a murder thing. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
That movie really left me with a
Diane Cannon, if I remember correctly, Christopher Reeve, Diane Cannon.
Michael Caine. It's a small cast, though, right? It's
like it was like a play that got adapted into a movie. I remember being excited about it because there was a Rubik's Cube in the poster and thinking, ooh, Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. Yeah.
my little 14-year-old brain thought, oh, this must be a movie that involves a Rubik's Cube. Burr.
I'm going to address Claire real quick. She's like, who cares if two men are kissing? You're missing the point. This isn't about men kissing. That isn't a big deal. Who cares? It's Superman. And it's Michael Caine making out in a movie where one of them's going to get horribly murdered. Like, it's the whole package. It's hard to explain.
I will say that, listen, we're old guys. We're 50 years old. And when this came out in 1982, and it's the first time little 12-year-old Brian in a movie theater sees two guys kissing, I mean, it was a shocking.
Yeah, it's a little shock. You're supposed to be a little shocked the first time you see it. You're supposed to go, "Oh, okay."
Yes, exactly. It was less about seeing Superman kiss somebody, although that was part of it. It was like seeing two guys kiss, because I hadn't seen that in real life, in film, on TV, anything like that before, and it was a big deal. Like, you know.
Yeah, it was a big whoop.
That's 41 years ago. Whatever.
The attitudes were different. Different time. You know, we've grown with the times, but here's the thing. If you said, hey, Scott, you're 12, you want to see Superman kiss this old British guy? I'd go, what's happening? I wouldn't understand back then.
Yeah, right.
Today, exactly. I don't care. That's fine. In fact, in the comics, his son, John, what do you call him? Not Jonathan. Yeah, I named him John, right? Named him after his dad. Anyway, Superman's kid is gay as the day is long now. In the comics. And that's great. Go for it.
It is great. I do like that. As gay as the day is long.
Which isn't that long. I was watching Interstellar again, and that they were on a world that had 63 hours in the day and 63 hours at night. And I thought, could we ever adapt to that change?
Oh, God. No.
It's the one where Matt Damon's being a prick on the planet. Remember that?
Yeah.
Interstellar.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That whole thing. That movie's great. Anyway, sorry. You were about to say something and I cut you off.
Oh, I can't remember what I was about to say.
Sorry. Sorry. It was like talking about a fake planet in a movie. It felt really important, as I was saying. It.
No, it was it about Death Trap? No, I mean, although Death Trap might be a good one for us to put on our film sack list.
Yeah, I would actually love to see that again, because I don't remember if it actually succeeded as a murder mystery or not. I just remember it was controversial. That's all I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hopefully it wasn't just controversial because of the kiss, but
I think part of it was like, hey, you guys see what Christopher Reeves did? How can Superman hurt? Like, people freaked out.
Exactly. Yeah. So let me tell you about my weekend.
Go.
I got tickets courtesy of listener Alexander. Oh my God, I'm gonna say Alexander Anthony, but he's also one of the big supporters of the Millennium Falcon build, which more build coming today. I'll talk about that later on the show. Mm. But he is a local Denverite, and he has season tickets to the Colorado Rapids, which is the local soccer team. And they were playing against Real Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Not little, real Salt Lake, but not real. Real.
Yeah,
Salt
everybody Lake here is, has to be school on that all the time. It's Real, I'm sure, they say.
Yeah. Which is like, okay, you know, if it was New Mexico Real, it makes sense, but Camino Real, but no, it's Salt Lake City. Come on, you're real Salt Lake. Let's.
Yeah, they may as well say it that way. I mean, there are the fandom for that team here is kind of over the top. People are way into that.
You guys have a Diego Luna on your team. The Diego, but you have a Diego Luna.
We do. And he's not, there are many like him, but this one is ours.
Yes.
All right.
This one is yours.
Yeah.
Anthony's season tickets are front row, really close to the midfield. And so we're right between like the team players bench, the Rapids players bench, and some other, like the goal and a couple other little setups, but directly in front of me, and I wish I would have taken a picture of this, directly in front of me is, you know, those, not quite a velvet rope, but it's those things you find, whenever you have to do a back and forth walk, like Lord Farquaad and in Shrek,
sure,
where they've got the bank chasm, where they basically pull out a little strap and then connect it to another stand, and that creates part of your
right. Yeah, you see it at movie theaters and stuff sometimes. Depending on
movie theaters, exactly. Retractable divider velvet rope.
Right.
So there were two of those. There was the place where the rope originates and the place where it clips into, two of those stands directly in front of us, a concrete walkway. So this is, we have the wall in front of us so that we can't just run onto the field, although it wouldn't be able to stop us.
Yeah.
This little wall right in front of us, and then a concrete walkway, and then the field. And there's even like a patch of green between the edge of the concrete in the field. So there's a lot of places for people to walk if they're not on the field playing soccer at the time.
Okay.
But directly in front of us is this velvet rope, and it looks like it's meant to stop people from just walking directly across the concrete path that goes in front of us.
Right.
In front of our wall. And there's a guy there who, anytime somebody walks by, gets up, unhooks the strap, lets it compress in, the person walks through, and then he closes it back up.
Okay.
And he does this about 1,000 times during the game. Now, the place where the strap connects, the other stand, to beyond the strap, there's about a foot of concrete walkway and then all of the grass. So somebody could easily just walk around the whole thing. And in some cases, we saw people do that.
Yeah.
And he never stopped anyone. He never like said, oh no, I can't let you through. So I have no idea what the point of this whole thing was. This guy's job is to open the thing so people can walk through.
Yeah.
Which everybody walks through. And if he wasn't there, they would just walk through and not have any sort of impedance. And even if he didn't get up and let them through, they could just walk around the street.
Dude, how hard do you want to just point blank ask them?
I really wanted to ask him. I wanted to just say, so who do you not let through? who do you stop from opening up? And then, so Keldog 7 says, was it the blue guy? It was not the blue guy, although it was a guy dressed in blue. No, the blue guy is the mascot, Rapid Man, which that's a whole different discussion for another day.
Oh, that but, guy. We have to talk about him tomorrow if you're not doing it
we'll
today.
Talk about him tomorrow, yeah. All right. But at one point, the guy who was doing the rope went on break, and another guy came in, and this guy did not get up when the supervisor came.
Uh-oh.
And did not get up and open up the rope, and the supervisor gave him a talking to right in front of Tina and I. Like, you seems need to like get up, you need to open bad, this rope.
He's bad at his job or something. There's something dumb going on.
It's just really goofy. Like, what is the whole point of this weird thing? So, yeah, I wish I should have just recorded some video of it just to say, what's this? What's going on here?
Midrin says he's the boss nephew or the boss's nephew. That might be true.
Yeah, who knows? It just needed a job and like, what can we do? I know we'll make him the velvet rope. Yeah. But I know obviously Anthony listens to this show. So maybe because this obviously this is right in front of Anthony's seat. So he sees it all the time while he's watching the game. So I'm curious if he knows any details about this setup. That said, you know, I watched EPL a lot during English Premier League, a lot during COVID, and was even betting on games. And I still have my favorite team, West Ham United, go Hammers. But I had stopped watching a lot of soccer / football, depending on which side of the pond you watch it on.
Sure.
In 2021, and I'd forgotten how much I really enjoyed watching the game. Like how there's no, we have to stop the clock because somebody fell down, or we had to stop the clock and watch because this was a penalty. No, they just keep pressing on. It's like penalty, yellow card, red card, you're out. Clock's still going. Goal scored? Don't worry, clock's still going.
Yep.
Ball goes out of bounds? Clock's still going.
Yep, I like that. I like that because... Yeah. Otherwise, it's interminable. You're just there forever.
It is. Exactly. And they'll, you know, as you get to the end of the half, they'll say the line judge has decided to add one extra minute on to the time. So they'll like do 46 minutes instead of 45 minutes.
Nice.
So
nice. Yeah. We have some fans in the chat. We got Glory Glory Man United from Taxi Cab and the Twitch channel over there on YouTube. Claire Gack is all about Liverpool.
She likes the Liverpool.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I've tried to like rugby or watch rugby. I don't find rugby all that entertaining. It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's football like. All right.
I need to maybe give it another shot. I haven't watched it in years. Wes asks, is it relatively family friendly? Oh my God, it's totally family friendly. Like it's, you know, it's guys kicking balls around and running after them and kick them in the goal and stuff. And no, there was one pushing match for like a second and then that's it. Exactly.
Wow.
So
wow. All right, well I'm glad you went and Salt Lake cleaned your clock. We never got to that point, but
cleaned our clock. You guys won 1-0. Like it certainly wasn't a thrashing, but there was the Salt Lake contingency of one entire section full of the Salt Lake fans waving the Salt Lake flags. They had drums and they beat those drums the entire 90 minutes of the game.
Oh, apologies.
And it was constantly dun 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 dun. It was constant. And it was like, I told Tina, I'm like, I'm gonna hear that in my sleep. Because it was like 10 of them with tambourines and drums and big bass drums and a little snare drum. And of course they did it for about, you know, 10 minutes before the game. They did it the entirety of halftime. Oh my gosh,
that's funny. So apologies for our drum pounding idiot people that come.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Anyone who travels around the country with their team, and I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of people are a little bit on the weird side. It's a little bit like the same groupies doing. They have no job. They do nothing else. They just travel wherever Metallica goes. Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's
right.
All they do.
Yeah, the Grateful Dead. Whatever.
Those people weird me out. Sorry. They just do. So so all you drum playing Salt Lake Real fans, freaking.
I did win $10 though because I bet on Salt Lake to win because of their record versus the Rapids record. So while I was rooting externally, outwardly for the home team, I internally was like, well, I won't be disappointed if they lose. Yeah.
Some real Pete Rose energy we got going there. Just kidding, everybody.
No, it's not. Because I wasn't playing the game. If I was on the field and betting, Scott, that would be some,
that would be some dark business. But no, you are a fan who, with
it's efficacious. It's James Holzhauer energy, because James Holzhauer don't care for, you know, the teams he likes or don't like. He bets on the teams that are going to win.
That's right. That's right. I love that. All right, there's that. Hey, yeah. Let's call Dunaway. I mean, I don't know why not.
My gosh, you think he's still awake? Like, you think he's fallen asleep waiting for us to call and do the thing?
For some reason, the thing says that says waiting for. Oh, that's you. Okay, we're good.
It's me.
Never mind.
Yeah, I'm getting in there. I'm getting in there now. I rebooted my computer before the show just to.
No problemo. I do that about twice a week, just out of paranoia. I don't actually need to.
It's not like I feel like I had to. It's just to feel like, I think I'll do that just to. Well, all right. The other reason I do it is because I get occasional message send failures in iMessage when I try and send a text message to somebody on an Android phone.
Oh,
and I have not figured out how to fix that stupid thing.
I haven't had that happen, but I have heard of that happening in Sonoma in particular. So I don't know if that's a bug they'll fix or what they'll do. But
oh, it's been a problem for many.
Oh, for a long time, not just this.
Yeah.
All right.
Gosh, no. I was hoping Sonoma would fix it, to be honest.
Bastards. Yeah. And it's now time to bring Brian Dunaway in from the corral and show him off here at the State Fair. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Moo.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Moo is correct. Hello. That was the correct answer. Nicely done. How are you?
Look at them hindquarters.
I know, right? Hubba hubba. Yeah. Hey, have you ever been around a real cow, like a milk cow? You ever done that?
Never been around a cow.
Have we never talked about the fact that I grew up on a farm?
I didn't know that.
Seriously,
no.
Have I been around a cow, dude?
Was it a farm upstate?
Yeah. What kind of farm?
No, it was not a farm upstate. Yeah. It was just a good old boy southern a farm. You know, a family farm essentially. Yeah,
just a good old boy
we had,
farm.
Yeah, probably had like a dozen cows, a bull.
Yeah,
I watched them castrate the young bulls. That's the most horrific thing ever. Mm. But yeah, they would wander around our fairly large area, and they would make paths. And so that was my playground. I would run where the cows were.
Let me ask you this: what did you yield at this farm? What was the thing you would go into town and sell after you grew it? You
know? Oh, well, it was a family farm. We mostly grew stuff we would eat, like corn, green beans. We would occasionally, make use of a cow as far as meat goes. Yeah. We didn't really milk the cows, but yeah, we did that kind of stuff. So, and also we had muscadine wine. We would make our own wines out of muscadines. Yeah,
what's a muscadine? Is that a berry or a grape or something? What is that?
It's kind of like a grape, but it's got like a really hard outer shell.
Weird.
And it can be sour. It's according. I prefer there's golden muscadines versus like a more purple kind of reddish muscadine.
And this is a dumb question, but is muscat made from muscadines?
That might be a good question.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm not sure about that. We used to make jellies and wine out of it. That was about it.
Nice. I like a good jelly.
Yeah.
I don't like wine, though. So screw your wine. Give me some jelly.
I like some wine, baby.
Yeah, you big whiner. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get to this game that we have working toward here. Brian's got some rules and some other stuff he's got to mention. So, Brian, take it away.
Yeah. Welcome to the morning. Half Ass is a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you guys the answers. I'll give Scott and Brian a category and six possible answers. Three of those are correct, and three of them, like muscat and muscadines and grapes, are totally unrelated. If you get any wrong, you get 0 points for that round. If you guess one, get it right, you get a point. Get two right, gets you 3 points, and get three right. All three right gets you 5 points total. The player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize for their contestant. Our contestants today are Cindy Parkhouse. Scott, you're gonna be playing for Cindy Parkhouse. Woo! She's local to you, and she's in Utah right there.
She also works at my eye doctor, and so when I go to the eye doctor, I get to see her.
The eye doctor. Brian, you're gonna be playing for Nate Johnson, no relation, in Greater Chicagoland.
Mm. Oh, Greater Chicagoland. Very
greater
good.
I wonder if they're
familiar with Big City Voodoo out that way.
Oh, maybe. Might be.
Maybe. Yeah. Don't pick up my voodoo doll sitting there on the cabinet. Dang it.
No.
You found my secret voodoo doll.
That's right.
All right. Let's get to the game here. Here's your first category. I feel like you guys can do pretty well today. I think we're going to have some.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. That means it's definitely going to be something I'm not going to know.
Oh, relax. All right. Okay. Types of bodies of water. Which of these are actual types of, bodies of water? A little morning burp. All right. Your choices are Tarn, Firth, Tuya, Billabong, Portrero, and Calm.
Good Lord.
None of these are.
These are insane.
None of those are bodies of water. You do not say lake, sea, or stream. All this other stuff? No. Huh. This is bull.
Potero?
And I hope I got the Welsh pronunciation of Calm right.
Well, All right. No idea, man. I'm going with those three, but I have no idea.
Me, I'm going with those two.
All right. Well, you guys both settled in on Firth, as in Colin Firth. Firth is a Scottish inlet, believe it or not. Oh, so good job with that one.
Yeah.
That one sounded familiar.
Okay.
All right.
Not Colin.
Billabong, by the way, Scott.
Yeah.
Did you know that one? Was that a guess?
No, total guess.
Okay, yeah.
That makes sense. That was an Australian thing. That makes sense. Water bong.
Oxbow Lake.
Okay.
Tarn, also real.
Damn it.
Brian gets 3 points.
Yeah.
Potrero. Potrero is a type of mesa. Tuya is a type of volcano, and Calm is a type of valley.
And that is that is definitely Welsh.
CWM.
What are they Welsh doing over there, man?
I know. It's like, every word needs a vowel. Watch this.
For all our Welsh listeners, which I'm sure there are a few,
that's right.
We apologize for any malcontent.
Hold my whiskey. Yeah. All right. That's all right. Let's get to question number two.
Okay.
A little easier, I think, for you guys. Which of these are actual real Canadians? Your choices are Keanu Reeves, Helen Keller,
Kiefer Sutherland,
Drake, Kate Moss, and Cher.
I hate this because it's probably going to be obvious and I'm not going to get it.
I only know one, 100% I know one, but that's...
I only know one at 100% and I've already checked that one.
Yeah, you guys have both settled in on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling... I'm going with that. I should do three, but I can't. I'm doing two.
Okay. Oh, Brian just locked in on one, Scott on two. Well, the one you locked in on, obviously, is Drake. Yeah, Drake is totally Canadian.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, even though his name is
Acts like a Canadian.
He acts like a Canadian. He mopes around on park benches like a Canadian, and that's because he is Canadian.
Shit.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves, Drake, and Kiefer Sutherland are Canadians in this list.
Damn it.
Helen Keller, Kate Moss, and Cher are not Canadians.
Brian, you are
clobbering
me. How do
you know about Helen Keller?
Well, right. What do you mean? How do you know? Because she'd be from a thing. It's just because she's blind doesn't mean we don't see where she's from.
She's more than just blind.
Yeah. You know, she's like deaf as well, right?
Yes.
And she deaf, was dumb, also.
Do we still use the term dumb? That feels
Just say mute. Don't say dumb.
I don't think mute's nice either, is it? Is mute nice? Mute is kind of rude.
No, it's not.
We have to change the lyrics to Pinball Wizard now.
Yes.
We should.
It's not technically correct either.
The Pinball Wizard people should get with the Money for Nothing people and then just make their changes into their song.
Well,
Dire Straits
for free.
Mute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just shit for free is not the part. Shit for free is fine. That's not the issue. It's a little fella has a brand new airplane or whatever it is. How's it going? The little fella is a millionaire. There you go.
Deplane.
Just say fella. Fella is what you say instead of the other F word. Anyway, Brian, go ahead. Continue on.
Okay. All right. Well, Brian, going into our last round with 4 points, Scott with zero. But if you get all three of these right, Scott, you can still win this if Brian does not get any right. So let's get to question number three. and it's right up both of your alleys. Comic characters.
Oh, okay, there we go. Not lied. You totally told the truth for once.
Yes, comic characters who ran for president. Which of these six comic characters actually ran for president? Was it Opus the Penguin, Hello Kitty, Pogo, Lex Luthor, the Silver Surfer, and Scrooge McDuck? Three of them ran for the number one office in the U.S. Three of them did not.
I'm going with those three because if I don't do three, I'm a loser.
Yeah, and I'm almost. I know that happened, but for some reason, I feel like it wasn't him. It was somebody. Okay, I'll explain my answer later. Here we go. I'm not 100% sure on that one.
Did you guys lock in? Yeah. I wonder if you locked in.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
We definitely did.
Lex Luthor totally ran for president. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And won, I think.
Opus was just helped Bill the Cat with the president. But didn't he end up going on?
Absolutely correct. Ah, yeah. Bill the Cat ran for president. Opus assisted. Hello Kitty and Pogo, the other two political
candidates.
I can't
believe you didn't have Loki on there.
Yeah, Loki would have been good.
Well, Loki would have been too obvious.
Yeah, that would have been too obvious. Hello Kitty. So wait a minute. I need to understand that. That's a Japanese citizen. All right. Hello Kitty.
Right.
How can they run for president? I don't understand how that works.
U.S. office?
Didn't say ran for U.S.
Oh, good point.
Not U.S. president. Is there a president? Just a president in general.
Is there a Japanese president?
There's other presidents.
Premier, right? Premier? Mm-hmm. Whatever he is. I don't know what he is.
There's other presidents.
It's not a prime minister.
No, they used to be.
But the question is, does Hello Kitty live in Japan? I know.
Well, I think so.
Is that?
Unless we've appropriated it.
I'm not sure.
Let's see. 2016, well, no, Hello Kitty ran for president.
The Care Bears, they don't live in America, right? They live in Care Bear land.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Oh, okay. This was correction on how things work in Japan. Prime Minister is correct, Brian. Your instinct was correct. It is Prime Minister.
Oh. No. Actually, I said I didn't think it was Prime Minister. So I was very
incorrect. Oh, you were wrong. Oh, okay.
I was as incorrect as you could be because I thought not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello Kitty ran for U.S. president. She campaigned in Queens, New York at Skyview Flushing, Sunrise, Florida at Sawgrass Mills, Arcadia, California at the Westfield Santa Anita. I mean, basically, she had a... she had quite the...
Someone informed her that she wasn't a U.S. citizen. Okay, gotcha.
Well,
I mean, show me the birth certificate. Let me see the birth certificate.
Right.
What's funny is it says here that the big controversy is that she's actually from London and not Japan. So they don't even have U.S. listed as part of her origin. It's like, well, is she British?
That's what I said. Just because the character was created in a country doesn't mean it lives in that country.
Yeah, but she can't.
They could be Care Bears who live in Care-a-lot.
My point is they'd have to change the constitution to let her run here is my whole point, which is a dumb thing to
say. So you're saying you're bothered by Hello Kitty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to let it go.
Yes, I'm bothered by it. It's like saying Sonic the Hedgehog ran for president here. You can't do that. You're not a citizen. And even if you're a dual citizen, like Schwarzenegger, you can do up to governor or even, I think, no, you can't be senator, can you? Can you be a congressman and be from some other place?
I don't know. That I don't know.
All right. Well, all I know is the only reason Arnold Schwarzenegger has never run for president is because he can't. Because he would have. I would vote for him in a heartbeat. He is where I am politically. He's a big old centrist. Yep. He's even said as much. And I'm telling you, he would be dynamic and interesting. He's really smarter than people think. Go watch that documentary that just came out. It's so good. Yeah. I want to change the Constitution for Arnold. Just kidding. I don't.
Hello Kitty. I can't come up with a nickname for Hello Kitty.
Hello Shitty. That's how you do it.
Yeah, that's the joy. That's where I was going with that. So congratulations to Nate Johnson. You are taking home some prizes. You're getting a copy of The Wild 8 and Size Matters on Steam. But don't worry, Cindy, you're also getting the game Strange Brigade.
Ooh, these are good.
Ooh, that's a good one. I love Strange Brigade. That's a fun one.
I'm happy that Johnson
won. Halloween time.
Yeah, when Johnson wins, I win. So we win. Right.
Congratulations.
All right, you're a winner, but then I lose. And then Dunaway, you win in a special way. Hold on, here you go. Oh no, that's not it. This one. Congratulations.
Ooh, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, you've won.
Fancy. Oh, look at you.
You know what else is fancy? We're now recording Play Retro on Friday, so I just want to put out an early week reminder here on this. that at, I think we're still working on specific time. Might be early, might be later, but I think right now it's 2:30. We'll let you know if it changes, but
yeah, 2:30 Mountain Time, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yep, on Fridays. It's a new way to deal Fridays. With some changes in Brian's schedule, but also gives us a little more time during the week to put this thing together. So we
because we got to go through the entire Addams Family this week collection of video games.
Oh wow!
Yep, NES,
it's gonna be fun.
Fester's Quest,
Fester's Quest.
Yeah, all the way up through Family Values is the last one, right?
Well, I think that's the last one we're going to look at.
Yeah.
The pinball machine, because the Addams Family pinball machine is one of my favorite pinball machines.
Oh, that thing is, talk about that.
Yeah, we'll have to. It's like top five for most people, I think, right? That thing's awesome.
Yeah.
That thing's fantastic.
I might even put it. Ooh, it's like wrestling. That and the Terminator games are my two favorites, I think.
Oh, Terminator game is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Elvira gets some love up in there. Get some Elvira love.
Elvira's okay. The Guardians of the Galaxy pinball machine that I played, I can't remember where I played it. Was it the Pinball Hall of Fame in Vegas? That is still my favorite. And if I could get the money, I would buy myself a Guardians of the Galaxy pinball machine.
I've yet to play it, but I heard nothing but amazing things about it.
It's like it has quests. Like, talk about giving something such a great amount of replay value is giving you quests in your pinball game.
Yeah.
Like so many different quests. I know there's sometimes like, you know, hit this target or get all three of these down, but this one gives you like completely different things.
I love that. That reminds me of the best video game pinball games, and I love how they do that. Make more real, physical pinball machines. Give them deeper RPG gameplay, and I will play more pinball. How about that? And it sounds like Brian's got one, and I just need to try it. So maybe when I'm in Vegas in April, I'll put some quarters in that thing.
There you go. Yeah, do
or
it.
Whatever.
I'll play right next to you, man.
Are they still? How do they? What do they do now? Is it cover charge, and you just play, or what is it?
You still pay per game. You get quarters.
You pump the quarters?
Yeah.
Pump the quarters. But I think I'm trying to remember if they like they don't have any 50-cent games. I think everything is a quarter, but maybe not. I think some of the newer things are 50-cent.
But you still pay a cover, right, to get in or no?
No, not the Pinball Hall of Fame. You can go in there for free.
Thinking nice. Of something like that, you have to down there. And
one is where you play. You pay a cover charge and you play everything you want.
Oh, I think I am mixing that up. That's what I'm doing. Nice job, Scott.
I want the coins because I want to complain every time I have to use 50 cents. That's the true arcade experience.
Yeah, that's right.
50 cents, I don't know.
You get three balls. Why can't I have five balls for 50 cents?
That's right. That's why I can't listen to 50 Cent, because when I play his music, it's it just sounds like the soundtrack to like Dragon's Lair or something. I can't do that. Brian, we'll be doing that. We'll also have you back on Wednesday for a little more fun here at the feud.
Fun game.
Stay out of trouble. Kiss our butts. Okay. No time to reply there, buddy.
Nope.
It's your southern lag. All right. There's that. We are going to take a break. Actually, we're going to do one news story. That's what we're going to do. So, Stephen, hang in there. We got this. This quick bit of news brought to you by
The Piano Challenge is back. Amanda is fundraising for the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Nashville this year. In this day and age, almost everyone is affected by Alzheimer's. Amanda walks for her grandma, Jane. Help fight Alzheimer's by donating to her fundraiser and receive a bonus gift. Each donation earns a piano request. Donate, then pick a song, and Amanda will post a video of her playing it on the piano. It's a win-win. We fight to get to a world without Alzheimer's together, and you get a piano rendition of your favorite song. All except for We Built This City. Go to act.alz.org/go-to/musicalz to donate. The piano challenge is good until the end of the year. That's act.alz.org/go-to/musicalz. And the M and the A are capitalized.
I don't know if
that's important.
I think it works regardless, but it's may as well say it just to be safe.
Yeah, just to be safe.
That's awesome. I'm very excited for Amanda and also best to your grandma Jane.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here's the thing, a video has revealed crucial details of the Los Angeles Police Department ignoring a robbery to catch Togetic. Is that how you say it?
I think it's Togetic, but
Togetic in Pokemon Go.
Togepi, or maybe it evolves from Togetic into Togepi. I don't know.
Forget, it's been too long for me. But they're playing Pokemon Go and they ignored a robbery. and to catch Pokemon.
Not even a really good. I mean, I guess it's a fairy type. It's a powerful fairy type, but still.
So not really a rare one then? That's not a
No. It's not like, ooh, an unknown question mark. Let's go get that one or something like that. No, it's a friggin', it's a common, it's a relatively common Pokemon.
Well, if this thing was super rare, imagine what they would avoid then. A family of four slaughtered in their home. I'm too busy getting this whatever rare Pokemon.
Purge happens because shiny Snorlax discovered in Thousand Oaks.
That's crazy. Says two Los Angeles Police Department officers who ignored a robbery in progress in order to catch a Snorlax and a Togetic in Pokemon Go. They buried the lead. They were going after a Snorlax as well.
Yeah, Snorlax in there too. Oh wow!
Now we're talking. Let's see. Also rolled through a stop sign, sped through a residential neighborhood, and zoomed over speed bumps, tailgating various cars, and drove the wrong way down one-way roads in order to catch them all. They got a video of the whole thing. So, dude,
wow.
I mean, this is better than a bunch of LAPD officers broke into a building and, you know, ate a baby or something, but it's still pretty gnarly.
Well, okay, if you're going to put it in the grand scheme of things, comparing it to police officers eating a baby, yes, I would agree that's better.
I don't know why it went so extreme. Of course it's better. Of course it's better. You know,
police thwart Magic the Gathering robbery, but still take all the cards and search for one ring card. Something like that.
Oh man! Anyway, they don't say they're in trouble, but I don't know if it means they'll get fired. They'll probably
Really surprised. I mean, that's a lot of. If there's nothing good that'll come from this, right? Because if they would have said, well, they were doing this other thing, you know, and that's why they sped down the alley. They were after another, you know, speeder or something, and that's why they were going through residential neighborhoods. The fact is, if they've got audio of them on their you know, chest cams or in car audio things or whatever. Yeah. And they say, oh my God, this Togetic, it's going to go. It's going to disappear in 30 minutes. We've got to go.
Yeah.
Go over those speed bumps. Just zip through this residential area.
Yeah. And ignore the radio who's telling you there's a robbery in progress or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. They should be fired. I just am trying to think, like, it always feels like they get in less trouble for more. So I don't know. It'd be interesting. Hell, we end up putting some of these people on leave and then pay them while they investigate. I don't know how much that would happen here, but anyway, we have a few police in our community. Write in and tell us how this should be handled. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
And help us help you. Yeah. Tell us, have you been playing Pokemon in your patrol car like these guys? You can tell us. We won't say your names. All right.
Right.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Steven Schleicher will be here from Majorspoilers.com, and I can't wait for that, but I have to wait for that. And good news, there's a song for me to wait with. Brian, tell me what it is so we can play it.
Yeah, so we teased this one a couple weeks ago. Brand new album from the band, Products Band. It's finally out. It's called Some Sudden Weather. And because of that, and because of the fact that I didn't notice and I didn't get an alert when I tried to add it to my song list that I had already have played this one on the show, we're going to hear it again. Here is the band, Products Band, from the brand new album called Some Sudden Weather.
Obscure the suffering. hangs over your seat. Some sand lost its way.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If the scrap choreography fell out of time now, what are you supposed to do to build back the firewall? You finished the final move, sick with desire to scream and reveal it. Last night before you meet,
can you prove your Q-Stick is straight and true?
I know they're mild and they really taste great.
I never rode in your car.
And we've returned. Tell me that band again. I know I've heard sure. them before, but who is it
You've even heard that song before. 15 days ago, apparently. I didn't realize that I had picked this one up. But Products Band, the album just got released. And so I got another notification from the Us Them promotional group. And I heard it and I loved it. And I guess I heard it 2 weeks ago and loved it then too. But the band is called Products Band. The brand new album is called Some Sudden Weather. And that is the first single called The Matter. These guys are awesome.
Well, you do get a lot of music. I'm surprised this doesn't happen to us more. So
I kind of am as well. Yes.
It's a lot. Plus it's really good. And when it's that good, twice is fine. You know,
exactly. Like, you know, I heard it and was like, oh, I really dig this. I didn't realize part of that was just kind of, because it was familiarity.
Sure. But, nothing wrong with some familiar.
And now welcome Steven to the show. He's a huge freaking nerd.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Also very familiar in his own right. Hello, Steven. Welcome back.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Brian.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going there, man? I heard you're having some cold weather this week. Is that true? Or am I?
No, I think it's hot weather today. It's supposed to be like 90 plus.
Oh, shit. I might be thinking of a different part of the country then. Somebody had told me, I thought they had said near Hayes, like near where you live, but that's clearly bad information.
Might be this weekend, because I know in Denver we're supposed to drop down to 50s and 40s.
Same. I think today... is our last warmish day at 68, and then we start dropping. Going to be in the 40s by the weekend, so that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. More snow in the mountains anyway. Hey, Steven, it's good to have you back. Majorspoilers.com's own Steven Schleicher. He is a huge nerd, as we've already said, because he has all kinds of cool stuff his fingers are in, mostly pies of the nerdy type. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Let's move on to this question. Hey, because we didn't have you for a bit, we kind of missed the whole New York City Comic-Con thing.
Yep.
And there were things talked about there. For example, Elseworlds is back. You have to be kidding me. I can't believe that's a thing.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah. So many people may remember the Elseworlds series way back in the 80s and 90s. This was a pretty big deal because you got to tell imaginary stories, tales not set in the primary DCU. And those were really popular. You know, we got Holy Terror. We got Gotham by Gaslight and so many others. And then those went away, and now they're back, and they've got a bunch of series coming up over 2024. Some of them, the original Elseworlds series used to be like maybe one shots or maybe three issues. A lot of the ones that are coming up that they've announced are going to be like 12 issues, six issues, things that are going to span an entire year. So plenty of that coming down the pipe. And if you are a fan of Gotham by Gaslight, they've got Gotham by Gaslight, The Kryptonian Age, which will be 12 issues. And it talks about basically steampunk Justice League. So if you're into that, then DC's got you covered. There's also Batman the Barbarian and a whole bunch more.
Yeah, Gotham by Gaslight was amazing. The original stuff. I loved that so much. And they were even working on a... remember they were making a MOBA? They were making like a League of Legends style DC game, and I played the beta for that. And my favorite part of it was like the Batman Gotham by Gaslight skins. They had elements to the way he played that were totally steampunk elements and stuff. It was so cool. Yeah. Then they canceled that thing before it even came out.
I think the biggest problem about this Elseworlds announcement is back when Elseworlds first came out, there was only one continuity. You didn't have multiple Earths because Crisis on Infinite Earths and Zero Hour supposedly took care of all of that stuff. And so that's why you needed this Elseworlds series.
Yeah.
But then, I forget which multiverse event it was within the last 10 years. They kind of incorporated things like Vampire Batman from Red Rain and a bunch of the other Elseworlds Batman Superman characters into that multiverse event, which kind of said, hey, all these Elseworlds are definitely multiverse. And so now that the multiverse and these Elseworld characters are in kind of the main continuity, I wonder if there's really a need for Elseworlds books.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fair point, right? Especially Deceased. You know, that one stands out as a thing that just sort of runs and happens and doesn't need its own category, right? It's just there.
Mm-hmm. And that may be kind of an indicator because you've had Deceased, you've already had the Vampires one that just recently came out. You had a bunch of other things. Was it Dark Knight's Metal was another one that it's like, well, it's in continuity, but not quite continuity. This may be DC's attempt to say, okay, we're going to try to streamline things so that if you pick up a Superman book, you know it's in main continuity. And if you see the Elseworlds sticker on the cover, then you know it's not in continuity.
Sure, sure. Well, anyway, watch for that. That's going to be great.
All throughout 2024, there's a whole bunch of them announced and more to come, supposedly.
This Batman the Barbarian sounds just stupid enough it might work. Like, I'm into that.
I like the sound of that a lot.
Yeah.
The cover art looks great.
Oh, it looks awesome. Oh, my gosh. That's the most, like, it's not Frank Frazetta or however you say his name at
it's
all.
It's inspired by
it. But it's definitely inspired. Yeah, totally can tell. Hey, how into the mood are you guys into having another rapper write a comic book? Well, good news, because Kid Cudi, one of my son's old favorites back in his high school days, is making a comic book. Tell us more. What's he making?
Yeah, so it's called Moon Man. It's a new series that's going to launch in 2024. Kyle Higgins is helping him co-write this, and Kyle Higgins is a great writer.
Yeah.
And Marco Licodi is doing the art on this. This follows a guy named Raymond Townsend who is on a moon mission, but there's like several missing minutes of the mission that no one knows what's going on. And he comes back and he either has superpowers or something has happened to him. And so we're needing to unravel what has happened to Ramon Townsend.
Sounds interesting. Nice and cosmic.
I think the more interesting thing is the comment that Kid Cudi made in the press release. It says, Moon Man is a book about what's next. In the face of corporations that seek only to possess and control, the ideas that make up our best heroes have never been more relevant. This is a series that will explore not only what it means to come into great power, but also what it means to discover the truth about the world, the universe around us. What kind of change is Ramon willing to take? Now, certainly he could be talking about the world of Moon Man, but it kind of sounds like someone's thrown down the moon suit gauntlet in the face of DC and Marvel and say, you guys don't know what it means to tell superhero stories, and I'm here to do it.
Wow.
That's how I read it. Now, I think a couple of other people have also maybe read it that way, but I don't know if you guys interpret it that way or not.
I wish it was a wrap. Whatever he said.
You did have me excited when you said Kyle, because I was hoping it was Kyle Baker. Kyle Baker is
Kyle Baker would be great.
Yeah.
I'd pick up anything that guy does, because I love his style and his writing so much.
You said this was Image, right? Is that where that's
from? Yeah, Image Comics. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I will check it out. I actually like the art a lot. It looks neat. Kind of a character I felt like I haven't seen before, and that's always nice.
I don't know if Ramon is going to look like the artist or not, or, you know,
like
Cuddy or not, but I'm going to guess maybe so.
Yeah, we got a little Mary Sue going on there. Why not?
Yeah.
Finally, Thrawn and Mace Windu get their own comic series at Marvel, now that we've seen a little of the old Thrawn business in the recent Ahsoka series. It's time to get him and Mace Windu hanging out. Tell me about
that. Yeah, I think this is going to be interesting. So in January, Marvel will release Star Wars Thrawn Alliances. This is going to be co-written by Timothy Zahn, who did the Thrawn trilogy that everyone is all excited about, Shadows of the Empire. Yeah, it's no longer in continuity, and this may be why, because they're trying to push Zahn on us pretty heavily. Thrawn.
Thrawn. They've already pushed Zahn on us.
Zahn and Jody Hauser are teaming up to tell this story about the early days when Thrawn and Darth Vader first team up and decide to do a partnership. So people can look forward to that. The art, Scott's got the cover art up there right now. This is more along the lines of the slim, svelte Thrawn that everybody knows, and not the Elon Musk looking tubby guy that was in the in the show.
Did they do that?
He's big boned.
Did they do that on purpose, making him look like Musk like that? Because it was way too on the nose.
Really? Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, it's the first thing I saw is his face. I just went, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are they trying to make a point here? Is this a statement of some sort? And I'm still not sure. I don't know. Maybe that guy just looks like him. I have no idea. But anyway, yeah, comic form. That's good. I like my Thrawn in a more literary sense than I did in this. I think his Ahsoka thing is not exactly right.
I don't think so either. There's something that was off about that whole series personally to me.
Yeah.
I've questioned multiple times, why did that series even need to be live action?
Yeah.
It could have easily been animated, but
whatever. I am kind of in your team. I'm on your team. I'm team Schleicher.
Yay.
Hey, let's start. Let's go on tour.
Okay, fine. Fine.
I'll bet he is as well. Well, Steven, there you have it. Do you want to talk about that Born Again thing?
I wanted to ask you about Daredevil Born Again. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since that all went down. But good thing that Marvel's realizing, hey, we need a showrunner now on all of our shows to kind of give things more of a consistent through line, or
I think that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, it's sad that you're 8 episodes in and you have to scrap all of the stuff that you've already shot, and you have to release all the directors and the people that did write it, at least get executive producer credits. But yeah, I think what they've learned is we need showrunners for this. And while I think what they did worked for Andor. I don't think that works with what they've been doing with these Marvel television shows.
No, I agree.
And so I kind of look forward to see what they're doing, but I'm also wondering why a good showrunner couldn't come in and say, how can we utilize some of the stuff that's already been shot?
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly.
I think
add a showrunner, but keep the directors, keep the people who are still working on this thing. And
they might. And again, we don't know whether they're going to bring anybody back or not, but if they wanted to, they could bring people back, because now we have a new Writers Guild contract. We have a new Directors Guild contract, and even the Directors Guild contract took place after they'd already begun production of the Daredevil series. And hopefully before the end of the year, we'll have a Screen Actors Guild contract in place. So it may mean that we're going to release all of you from your previous contracts, but we're going to bring some of you in under these new contracts and new structure so that people get paid what they're worth. It also might be nice to see a couple of the characters who may have been written out of the series be able to come back into the series. If you've heard the rumors that the first three episodes were all about the death of Foggy Nelson and the love interest girl.
Yes. What was her name?
She was in True Blood, right?
Yes. Yep. That actress. Anyway.
Yeah. I can't think of her name.
Yeah.
Chat room is like, I don't think that comic book version looks like Musk. I'll put up the actual photo from Ahsoka. You can totally see it. Like, I don't know.
The comic book doesn't look like Musk at all. I'm talking about the live action.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, exactly. So just in case there's some confusion in the chat, this is the one we're talking about. And that guy looks
like... Oh, so the Thrawn actor was the guy they used from the animated series, too.
Oh,
so
it's his voice, that voice actor? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually like that. That's usually cool. But sometimes it doesn't fit.
He's Travis. Yeah, Karen Page.
Sometimes it just doesn't fit, you know?
So will they change the name then to Born Again Again?
Born Again Again.
Born Again Again.
Born Again Again.
Reborn Again.
Reborn Again.
Reborn Again. Heroes Reborn Again.
Well, we'll see, I guess. And, on the one hand, I think it's smart to be more, not controlled, but just like put your shows in the right hands, I guess.
Yeah, give it a consistent through line with the same person at the helm.
Yeah,
I really like that idea.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's a great idea, right? So that you have that creative control. But I think what happens is once you have had so much success in doing what you do at the movies and you have one person in charge overseeing kind of the overall look of the movies, I'm not saying it did, but sometimes when people have a lot of success for 20 years, you get the feeling that you can do no wrong.
Yeah.
And so that may have been some of the guiding principle behind the decisions that were made.
Yeah. Maybe Feige just wore the wrong hat right before.
The baseball cap was too tight.
Yeah, it was too tight. Maybe a little too curved up front. Maybe he had it on backwards. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll see what happens with that. And we'll, of course, follow it up and talk about it right here in Steven's segment. Steven, anything else going on at Major Spoilers people should go check out and download and whatever?
I really think people should be checking out the Critical Hit podcast. We are deep into our Octoon Cthulhu campaign, which is basically Indiana Jones meets Cthulhu monsters. It's a lot of fun. It's sometimes a little scary or a little intense, but really it's a good campaign. People should check it out over at majorspoilers.com. And until, I guess, a couple of weeks from now, Scott, stay hydrated.
But even then I probably should, right? Like all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See you later. Bye. There goes the professor. we often forget Professor Schleicher. I'm late with my term paper, is what he probably hears all the time. Anyway, let's get going. Oh, I saw someone in the chat. I just wanted to do a little shout out. I haven't seen Monkey Bananas in a long time, and it's just nice to see him. Yeah, good to see him
over in the Twitch chat. Good to see him too.
Yeah, always good to see you. All right, let's go. Before we go, today from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, the regular weekly Frog Pants plays will happen. I'm not even sure what I'm going to play. I may test a little further some of the Jackbox stuff, but I was telling Brian after a test of each game, there are some gems in there. We are going to love these.
Yeah.
Come play date, which I think is...
One play testing session is testing. The second one, you're just doing play date without me.
That's true. At that point, I'm just playing, right?
Exactly.
They were so fun, though. Especially that Trivia Space one. I forgot the name now. Oh my gosh, we're gonna love it! And that, when is that? That's not this weekend, but the next, or is it this weekend?
It is this weekend. It's Saturday, Friday, 27th.
Oh, well, then I'll just do it then. Yeah, we're playing then. I don't know what I'm playing today. I got this new shooter indie thing I might try. I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm in the mood for. But today, from 3 to 5, I will be playing, and it will be available live in both the YouTube and Twitch spaces. So twitch.tv/frogpants or youtube.com/scottjohnson. Either one, same time, same channel. Bing, bang, boom. If some of you are confused, it's because Twitch lifted their restriction on not simulcasting to other services. So now I am doing it.
Nice. I'll be doing another box came in finally from D'Agostini, formerly Fan Home or renamed or co-dudes or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Box number 2 of the Millennium Falcon build is happening today. I'm going to live stream it on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/coverville at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Here's what's cool. I've looked in the box. Looks like we're building the cockpit.
Whoa!
The whole cockpit. So
nice.
That's going to be some fun Millennium Falcon action. So tune in for that. YouTube.com/Coverville. And I finally have the music stuff set up. So we'll have some nice little background music while I build things.
Oh, very nice. Also, the cockpit is the best part of the Millennium Falcon.
It really is. Yeah.
It's what makes it such a cool ship. If it was all symmetrical and set in the center, it'd be boring. Yes.
The asymmetry is what makes an interesting thing. Plus, when you go bam like that, everything lights up.
That's right.
And you can go into hyperspace.
There you go. You know all about space.
I know. The hyper version of it, I do, yes.
You can do that part? Cool.
Yeah.
That's youtube.com/Coverville. All right. That is going to do it, I believe, for us. Quick thanks to all our patrons, a bunch of new folks. I noticed so now it's possible to sign up as a free follower of the Patreon. It doesn't give you any of the patron rewards other than stuff that's posted for free, but it now just lets you have people sign up as a follower. So if you wanted to do that and you're like, I kind of just want to poke my toe in there, see what's going on.
See what it's all about.
Yeah, feel free. But if you can, join up and get no commercials ever. Pre-show content every day. Get your own little RSS feed that gives you all that stuff as long as you're a member. Couch parties on the weekend.
Make it cheap for you people. Come on.
So cheap, dude. Name another thing you can do for $1 a month, Brian. You can't do it.
You can't do anything for $1 a month. No. I can't buy that for $1.
It's insane. The prices of which we have dropped with our self-imposed backwards inflation. Deflation.
Exactly.
It's almost embarrassing. But go check it out. That's at patreon.com/TMS. Do it today. That's going to do it for today's show. Brian's going to tell us about another song here before we go, though. Brian, what do you got?
I am. Today, this one's going out to Paul. This is a sort of a sadder email. Hey, gents, this is a request that maybe you can help me keep my spirits up. A few months ago, I was diagnosed with throat cancer. It's a fairly common one, and they seem pretty sure they can get it all. In fact, it's the same kind of cancer Bruce Dickinson had several years ago. The downside is that the location of the radiation treatments causes a big raft of side effects. Like all food tastes like mud, losing my voice, hard time swallowing, and I might lose some teeth in addition to feeling like junk. Anyway, I bring up Bruce Dickinson because he beat the cancer, he still tours in his 60s, and Iron Maiden just put out an album 2 years ago. I'd love a boost because I'm entering a phase where the side effects are getting pretty rough. Signed, Paul.
Oh, man. Paul, I'm so sorry, dude.
Yeah, and I hope you get... hope you see recovery on all that stuff and that the radiation stuff is just temporary. Tina had a lot of the stuff with the radiation caused her taste buds to just go south and everything tasted horrible and that sort of thing. I know it's a different deal, but still can absolutely relate to that.
Yeah.
Let's get to this. This is an Iron Maiden cover from the Kerrang! Presents Made in Heaven, a tribute to Iron Maiden that came out several years ago. How about Coheed and Cambria covering The Trooper? Going out to Paul. Hope you feel better, Paul. Here's Coheed and Cambria.
Ah! Get more at frogpants.com.
Oh.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.